Hi, we're looking back on January 10, the day in 1956 when Elvis recorded the song that would go on to become his first big hit, Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel where I'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely.
And it's the anniversary of the devastating floods that ripped through Toowoomba and the Lockyer Valley in southeast Queensland in 2011. Four people died in the flash flooding.
When we came over, there was a wall of water. It was 2.5 metres high. There were rapids and it was roaring over the Warrego Highway.
There is cars stuck up against the railway line. The river is running so fast. Houses have been gone.
To the birthday, Sir Rod Stewart is 75 today. He released his 30th album in 2019 and became the oldest male solo artist to have a number one album in the UK. He'll tour Australia later this year, performing hits like this. Boxing great George Foreman is 71. He fought Ali in 1974 and then in 94 became the oldest ever heavyweight champion. These days, he's better known for his health grills.
When you do something and sign your name, that means you really believe in something.
80s music icon Pat Benatar is 67 today. She won the Grammy for Best Female Rock Vocal 4 years running from 1981 to 1984 and had this number one hit. And Jermaine Clement, one half of the New Zealand comedy team Flight of the Conchords, turns 46.
Hospital.
Finally, it was on this day in 2016 that music legend David Bowie died of liver cancer. He was 69.
Now we know he died after an 18-month-long illness. The lyrics take on new significance.
Look up here, I'm in heaven.
A public showman, but intensely private. Only those closest to him will have known he was so ill.
Remembering David Bowie on January 10.